Brock, do you have a giant wreath on your door? Is that what that is? Your house is always
Yeah. Kyle's been growing a bunch of stuff, and cool. One of the things we have been growing is rosemary.
Ooh.
And rosemary apparently grows extremely well out here.
It's gigantic. For people who don't, who obviously can't see, it's like a wreath, but then it almost looks like a witch broom hanging down. Like it's extensive. It's not just like a small wreath.
Well, so there's a wreath, and then we're drying rosemary under that as well.
Okay, all right.
So we actually also have a juniper bush outside that we're going to trim down and make wreaths for our friends and family out of the juniper for Christmas.
Well, that's fun. Look at you. Lovely. You're so domestic now. Domestic Brock on his homestead.
Shut up.
And we'll talk about that because you've really been accumulating a menagerie.
I was
continuing
the other day on Discord, I think a couple of days back, I was mentioning to the boys, I made an announcement that my yard is rejuvenating, and then Brock's like immediate question to me is like, are you one of those yard guys now that only like talks about their yard? I'm like, no, it's just so happens.
Also, to be fair, I mean, we are those guys. We are old people, and I definitely make that joke all the time, but it's like, now, when you're old, what do you care about? Or what? Suddenly you get more excited by, you know, like home improvement or yard lawn care or like, oh, I got some plants. I mean, we could go back through the podcast and literally clip out plenty of examples of each of us talking about this over the time.
We're actually about to pull out a ton of our grass.
And are you trying to go all natural?
Well, we want to do a ground cover instead of grass. So you don't have to, like, cut it as much during the summertime. And we're going to put in some garden beds and everything.
Nice. Okay. Very fun. Yeah, so clearly you're already growing some things.
I want to give the caveat that the reason why my yard is being rejuvenated is because, out of neglect, I murdered, like, 60% of it. By not watering it during the summer, the extreme heat obviously burnt all of my, like, the majority of my grass, except for where there was some amount of shade, right by the fence, by the house areas.
You don't have any sprinkler system or anything.
I have a sprinkler system in the front lawn. My front lawn is beautiful, right?
The part that matters.
Let me ask you a question. Have you thought about something other than grass so you don't need to worry about that?
No, because dog.
But there's things like clover and stuff that can grow like that, but it doesn't grow tall, and you don't need to water it as much, and it's more resistant to things like heat and cold.
I haven't, is the short answer. But
that is a good idea.
We already made the move. Now we're switching to a thinner bladed grass, Bermuda grass, and it's like more fuzzy, you know?
I definitely have to say, this has got to be because your father was just in town, correct? Correct me if I'm wrong. Like, your parents were here and were like, what the fuck? Except for not like that, because they're not like that.
But the thing, here's the thing, right? He just turned 81.
And I can't believe we were talking about that right
before
the podcast.
Somehow he's incredibly active and pretty damn healthy, and he likes doing manual, like, he loves the agriculture stuff, right?
I was just home with my family as well, my mom was asking, I think, about, you know, like, about, you know, I don't remember how it came up, but we were talking about, you know, your mom, because your mom and my mom became friends when they met and stuff like that. And like, we were talking about your dad too, I don't remember why, but she was like, yeah, wasn't he like the minister of agriculture or something like that? I'm like, yeah, I think so.
But anyways, he likes to do farm stuff, so I was like,
yes,
it's not as though, and obviously I didn't purposefully like, oh, I'll just neglect it because then my father likes doing those kind of tasks, but it happens to be that way. Like, he loves, like, we identifying plants, like when I'm out there working with him, right, he's like telling me the names of the weeds and like we're removing them and shit, and I'm like
so
tilling the soil and shit.
He's
like,
very on top
removing
if
all
I
the,
invite
the
you
shit.
Up to my house, will you bring him so I can have him help me set up my homestead?
I bet it would go very well.
He goes to my uncle's place also. My uncle asks him as a favor, of course, and then he'll go like the whole fucking day and just work. My uncle does not help him, by the way. <That's> like me. And my dad's just out there like, just give me the fucking tools, you know, I got you, man. And then he, crazy, you know, rejuvenates fucking yards.
And so he's, so in the few weeks or whatever he was visiting, he was basically able to semi-turn around your neglected barren yard.
Yeah, he did a lot of, so we ended up buying some tools. Like, there's a weird, like, four-pronged device that has, like, twisted kind of prongs that you then dig into the ground. So there, I bought one that's, like, an aerator that has, like, smaller ones. Mm-hmm. And then another one, which is more to, like, to fuck up the ground, I guess you could call it.
To fuck up, fuck you, ground!
So,
well, you've got to, like, get rid of the dead crap of course, and get rid of it. So, if, especially if he's reseeding
so,
the new,
sure, exactly, you have to, so we
stir up the soil.
That's where I came in, and I did a lot of the, like, more strength, manual labor shit.
Like, sardines.
So, poking the ground and, like, twisting that shit, removing the bigger weeds and stuff.
Farm
like,
Simulator 2023.
Yeah, I just gotta say, it's amazing that Brock, right, like, you know, less than 5 minutes ago, was like, you're gonna be one of those lawn guys? And then, yep, that's what we're talking about. And Brock is like, oh yeah, I know exactly what tool you're talking about. It's like, god damn it. This is what we are in Mike's Hard Game Cast.
Yeah, it's funny because you think, I'm the type of guy that I prefer the burnt earth strategy, meaning anything that I'm trying to do, I prefer to burn the shit that I had before and then start over, start fresh.
Start from scratch. Give it a new, I get you.
So when I see a, like, when I go to the tool section, I'm not a tool guy, but then I'm like, oh, this looks much better than the shitty, like, secondhand tool that I got from,
already
like,
have
somebody that I You're ended up not returning. Get, and I'm like, oh, I really to like tools. To buy this yep. tool now, make have a new one, even though I'm only going to use it, like, once in a year or some shit like that. And I'm but that mentality's in there. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Oh, that thing looks neat. I wonder what this,
yeah,
you know.
Me and shiny Lowe's and have become very, very close.
Dude, that's homeownership. I'm pretty sure we told you. Like, I know. I think I got my house first. And yeah, like, I was at Home Depot multiple times a day. To be fair, it's relatively close to me. But, like, I mean, I straight up got a Home Depot card when I got my home. Because, yeah, it was multiple times
a
day.
Yeah, I have a Lowe's card, yeah.
Back and forth. Yeah, welcome to homeownership.
I've already, like, swapped out the drain in our bathtub because it was fucked up. Like, here we are, fixed holes in walls. And
yeah, you got to. That's part of the deal.
No super to do it for you.
I'm considering getting a bidet installed in my bathroom.
Dude, do it. You got to do it. Yeah. You got to do it.
It's on my list. When we eventually remodel our bathroom, we're getting one. Mm.
I am definitely tempted to do some remodeling. It's just, like, such the wrong time of year right now. Like, this time that I'm a little more free, and I'm just like, it's dark and winter, and I'm like, I don't really want to be, like, tearing up my house right now.
Yeah.
it's not inspiring, you know, a lot of effort in me right
Apparently
now.
Apparently, it's
going to
be...
You know what is inspiring, Chris?
The beginning of the podcast.
This music. What's up and welcome back to Mike's Hard Game Cast. My name is Mike Apocalypse Brock. Joining me today is the one, the only, the best bald person on the planet, Mr. Luis Salazar.
Good day, sir.
The best bald person on the planet.
Name one bald person that's better than Lou.
Oh, I was just going to name another Luis Salazar, which is his brother.
He's not bald.
No, that's the caveat. But ironically, he is another Luis Salazar. Yeah,
and also joining us today is it's Chris.
Yeah, and I'm kind of getting there. I was reflecting on this. You know, every time I see myself, and you know, especially like on Discord and such,
a little bit less.
Like, look at how much more forehead I have. Like, there's a lot of there's real estate that you know, I had not seen for many, you know, until now. And I like
still
that,
looking good. What up,
Brock? Yeah, Brock and his. I don't know, man.
One of my new pals at work is 41. He just turned 41 recently.
Mm.
And the guy has, like, a nice beard, full head of hair, very thick. Not one fucking white hair. And I'm like, god damn, this guy.
He's got to die. I bet he dies. There's no way.
Some people are blessed, and it's annoying. Like, my brother also has a pretty luxurious head of hair. He's grown it out now. Like, it's long. I bet it's longer than mine is right now. And it's, like, so dense and thick, and I'm just like, Goddamn.
You guys, I imagine, though, because I always, since young, struggled to find a hairstyle that I actually liked for myself. Because of my type of hair, anything that I actually wanted to pursue never could work with my hair. One of those was like spiky hair with like gel.
Yeah, like during that era where everyone had that.
I'm such an asshole. I don't remember what your hair looks like.
It's curly, but like not like crazy. Oh, that's
right. Yeah.
I actually really liked Lou's hair. When Lou had like the long when your hair was long in different areas.
It had the whole like bushy wavy thing under the outside of the beanie.
I mean, he spent so much time of it in the beanie. Like I just, when I picture Lou of past, I think of
like Peter Jackson.
The Castro hat or the
Castro hat. You can't remember Lou's hair. It's been so long, is what you're saying. No,
but
he's just been bald for so long.
He embraced it. Hey, I give him kudos.
I wanted long hair for the longest time, and it never I could never do it because like when I went to Belize, it was policy that you couldn't have long hair. When I started rocking like a little bit of facial hair because it's like, oh, alternatively, I guess I'll do something here. Yeah. Because I had to keep it real short. I had the little what's it called? The copete? The flip and the flick or whatever in the
little
hair?
Yeah, little cowlick almost.
The cowlick, I had that style just forward and then, pop it at the front. And then on my senior year, I actually started growing it out. And that's, eventually got to college and I had it long. But I never, I didn't have it straight. And it was weird wavy because I always had like a fun triangular shape going on.
Sure, you didn't do much to it. And so it got dense on the bottom.
Yeah.
Well, you had a lot of body to it, right? Like it was thick.
Yeah. Well, it was thick. It had a lot there. But it's also I have very thin strands, if that makes sense. Like it's kind of it's wispy as opposed to a thick curly.
Sure, thick hair. Boy, yep, we are nailing
you solved that problem by getting rid of it.
I did. So there
you
go.
I was going to ask both of you, now both of you are obviously rocking the big beards, and that is also a style, that is a popular style currently, but I guess the question would be, going to Lou's question of how he might want to look, in other words, how proactive are either of your appearances, or is it, and this is sort of kind of what's truth is for me, it's is it mainly laziness? And so it's just well, this is the easiest thing to do, and so that's what you have going. Or is it a look you actually want for either of you?
I definitely like the big beard, long hair. I am a little bit lazy in the upkeep, whereas I really like it when I have the nice straight lines.
Sure,
here
like a tidy beard.
I let it go. I'm actually about to go get a little birthday spoiling done. And
oh, yeah,
get
it's some almost your birthday. Yeah, yeah. Almost both your birthdays. There we go. Oh, God. Oh, God. Getting old. Okay.
I mean, I don't have a choice up top.
Fair, yeah.
Really? But I could.
You do, right? You could do the Picard,
No, I'm not gonna. But I could also go full shave, where I shave it almost every day.
Sure. You could also go to Turkey and get hair transplants.
I could create that mirror look.
Wear a wig.
Go real shiny,
head.
Wax the dome.
Yeah. Embrace it
rock style. Do the rock.
Yeah, a lot of people are into that.
If I lost more weight, I would consider changing my beard. To
a different style.
I did wonder the
double chin a little bit.
I did wonder if that was part of it. And similarly, obviously I don't have the same kind of beard, but when I decided to even grow other facial hair on my face, part of it was laziness during the pandemic. And then I kept it because it gave me a more defined jawline. You're you can see my jaw now, and that is, I think, why a lot of dudes like beards, because it helps give you a more interesting looking face to some extent.
Yeah, you have a little bit of control over the contours, Yeah.
I have a fat guy question for Lou.
Weren't
you going to ask this earlier?
Yeah. Well, I asked it before we started recording.
Oh,
I never got to it because it's I'll wait to record. Here we are. It is now recording time.
It is. A fat guy question.
Lou, you're fat. I'm fat.
We're fat.
You and I disagree heavily on temperatures what they should be kept. I noticed that you rock a blanket a lot when you're just cruising around your house.
That's true. He's got a pillow on him.
I do have a belly pillow.
Yep.
Like a cuddling pillow.
Yeah. When you are in bed, Yeah. Okay. And Chris, you can weigh in on this. No. I know you're a little bit fitter.
I'm no longer considered fat enough to weigh in.
Are you a blanket, like, over the man tits or under the man tits? And thusly...
Why is that the border?
Are you...
That's a weird line.
Sorry. The thing that was so funny was that he did a motion. He did a physical motion. And that really got me.
When you are in and under the blanket, are you a feet out or feet in the blanket?
These are good questions.
Okay, here's my answer. I run colder than you guys.
Apparently.
Right? So the temperature doesn't bother me as much. I normally don't sleep with any covers at all.
That's interesting. That's very interesting.
If it's cold enough...
Like no sheet, no blanket, nothing.
No sheet, no blanket, no comforter, nothing.
I've seen that, obviously, just being at Lou's house. Like, you know, I checked out his bed, and it's just like... Yeah, I was like, there is no, like, comforter on this bed. It's all purple because it's, like, the purple sheets, too. So it's just, like, a weird purple blob in his room.
No, I have a comforter now, but...
At the time, I do remember it being, like, barren.
If I want to get a little cozy, I'll turn on the fan, right, the ceiling fan, get a little bit cooler in there, and then I'll pop the comforter on. And I can go either way. It depends on how... like I'm feeling. So sometimes I'm always barefoot, no socks always. And then I will cover up to my neck basically. But my feet can be out. That's cause the other thing is I don't sleep on my back. I sleep on my side. So a lot of the times it could be like one leg out, you know, strategy.
I'm a one leg out guy for sure.
You guys know, like, I don't know if we're going to get into a TMI territory, but I think we're way past that on this
podcast. Once a day.
Yeah.
Are you guys nude sleepers or clothes sleepers? And have you seen a difference as you've gotten older?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
I've never been a nude sleeper. I have done it in the past. I could go either way. It doesn't really change anything for me.
Ever so often... I'll be a nude sleeper, but generally I'd say when I'm home, I function pretty much the way you see me like on these podcasts where I'm wearing like a tank top. I have like home clothes. So when I'm home, I change into different clothes, basketball shorts, tank top. And I generally rock that at home and in bed as well. Like that's my pajamas.
And at work, considering that's exactly what I saw you when
you were working. I was probably wearing normal shorts, not basketball shorts. But sometimes, to be fair, sometimes I will basically rock the exact same attire.
I sleep in the jackets that I wear to work, obviously, because that's all I...
Just get up wearing a suit.
Exactly. Lou is just always ready to go. Windbreakers only.
I'm still rocking pajama pants, like, pretty much every day, like, to chill at home.
Still a pajama pants guy.
Yeah. I do enjoy the loose fitting, nice, like either fleece, right, for like colder, or you know, the thinny.
Some of us definitely haven't changed. That's definitely a Lou thing since we've known him, pajama pants. And yeah, similarly, I mean, I wear pants a little bit in college, but generally have never been like a pants guy. I always joke like I'm a shorts enthusiast. Like I don't really wear pants at all. So
Brock too, like, right?
Brock used to not wear pants in school. I assume because of work that's changed a little bit, but like otherwise, yeah, Brock was always a shorts guy. And all of us, I was thinking about this when you said bare feet. Like, yeah, I was like a fucking, you know, flip-flops or slippers like kind of guy always. And I'll wear shoes for work, but generally speaking, like I'm barefoot at home.
All three of us were big flip-floppers.
Yeah, slipper guys. Yes, I always remember Brock specifically. But yeah, for sure. Like, we have similar vibes. But sometimes I'm like, is that also like fat guy vibe? Like, I don't know, like fat nerd vibe? I don't know. Like, what vibe is that?
I don't know. Were we fat in college? I don't know.
That's
if we were
true.
Fat in college.
I was fatter, and everybody else was less fat. we flipped, I think.
We got Chris's fat.
Yeah, exactly. I was definitely the most fat I've ever been in college, for sure. Let's put it that way. And then it's theoretically gone uphill since then.
How about you, Brock?
All right, well, Brock, yeah, I know. You got to answer your own question about your habits.
Well, I used to be a pure nude sleeper.
Generally, I call that.
Yeah. However, kids change that.
Yeah, you don't want to be walking around naked. I think you've said on the podcast that once they leave, you're going to go full on nude at home.
So, I thought originally that would happen. I still threaten it to this day. But I tried sleeping nude one night again, and I couldn't do it. I had to go and put boxer briefs on. So like, I can't fall asleep. I don't know what's going on.
You felt a little uncomfortable all of a sudden. Interesting. It's changed. You were convinced.
Real quick, I think only like once or twice in my life I've slept fully nude, like no underwear. When I was thinking nude, I was thinking just underwear. Underpants.
Oh, no. I thought naked.
I've done that more often, right? Just like boxer briefs. But normally it's like t-shirt, shorts, or pajama pants. That's my pajamas.
See, the most I can wear is boxer briefs. Like if I have like a shirt on, I can't fall asleep.
Interesting. I get that. Like I generally don't like wearing shirts.
You should understand that when I come visit, Lou.
He's going to be walking around shirtless, is what he's saying.
And probably pantsless.
Well, I'm going to require you to go with a shirt, but then just go diagonal so you can fall asleep.
That's a real callback. We'll just tilt your head down. It won't matter. Brock can fall asleep no matter what, assuming that he's...
I need you to pass out for me with a shirt.
Not perfectly horizontal. Wow.
Nope.
Jesus.
I'm going to get there and I'm just going to like cut all my shirts up and be like, what now?
Make sure you make them crop tops. So that'll be fun.
It's like, it's like burning the ships.
Yeah.
It's just cutting the shirts. Right. And Brock's like, what am I going to do?
That's why you were asking about just, the underboob meter.
The underboob one was a weird... Yeah. So Brock, is that what you're saying? Do you sleep with your covers like pulled up underneath your chest? Is that what you're getting at? Or like, where does
like
that
your arms are out from? Of the comforter.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, and sometimes I regulate. By like if I'm really hot, I'll kick it down and like
air out the arms.
But I find more often than not, I prefer to pull up high but kick out the bottom half. So like my like legs and everything will be out.
Are you guys like hugging a pillow or something like that when you're sleeping or just?
I do generally hug a pillow because I also side sleep. And it just kind of helps, like, God, we're fucking old. Helps my back and alignment, you know, body alignment. Well, you know?
I have a...
Oh, boy.
I have an orthopedic body pillow. But I don't hug it. It actually forms around my back and then comes over, like, it's like a candy cane. It comes, like, over
like a pregnancy pillow, kind of.
I did not know that was a thing. Fun.
Yep. Well, here we are on the officially old podcast.
Season 3 of Mike's Hard Gamecast, Retired Gamers.
Oh, boy. I know. Yeah, that's the far future. We'll see. Brock, I wanted to pivot a little bit, but to something we were talking about earlier.
Pivot?
Pivot. Off podcast and also kind of hinted at. So, if anyone is friends with Brock, which pretty much everyone who's on this podcast probably, or listening probably is, all the FFs.
Say on this... At least
everyone on this podcast. Lou and I are probably your friends, but well, to be fair, Lou might not know because you know. Anyway, if you've been following Brock
and/or
his wife's social media, Brock is his menagerie has grown quite extensively, and I'd like to kind of talk about this. You know, again, any of the FFs who've been here since the beginning got to be a part of Lou acquiring his dog. You know, Simba was that experience is recorded on the podcast over several podcasts. Brock has also apparently acquired all of his dogs, and now it's dogs plural, and also cats plural. And Brock is just accumulating animals through basically finding them and the kindness of his and presumably his wife's own hearts. Is that accurate?
I'll run you through the timeline of events. Okay?
Please.
Okay.
I moved to North Carolina.
Okay.
And then...
What's your address?
You can email them at
your email.
Moved to North Carolina, and we are renting a room in a friend of a friend's house. That's just real. It's sketchy, and we're trying to figure out life. And we end up getting Aphrodite, which was our first dog.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that was a rescue who was in a bad situation.
Okay.
And was kind of the scared, abused runt puppy. And so we ended up taking Aphrodite into our lives. And she's a sweetheart. We love her to death. She's too smart for her own good. But So time moves on. We move around 7 times in like 3 years.
It's a lot of moving, that's for sure.
A bunch of chaos. and then we ended up getting Cleo, which is our son's cat. And we got Cleo because the stray cats that lived under one of my employees' porches had kittens. And they didn't know what to do with the kittens, and the shelter wouldn't take the kittens, so we That's ended wild. Up
with a
taking one of the kittens. Yep. So we
theoretically for your son, though.
Yeah. He always wanted a cat. We're like, all right, we'll make this happen.
I want to also say, though, like, that there's a pretty big gap in time between Aphrodite and the cat. Because, mm-hmm. like, yep. Aphrodite's pre-house, that's you first moving. You had all this time. Now you're all together. You got the cat. And this was not that long ago that it was just one dog, one cat.
We lived up in the apartment in Asheville.
Yes. Before you guys bought your house, even, which was, I guess, about a year or more ago, crazily, already?
Actually, about a year exactly, basically.
Yeah, so pretty much, so, but even, again, not that long ago, you had just one dog, just one cat.
Correct. This is true. So that happened, and we're like, cool. We got one and one.
Perfect.
We're set. Good. And then we buy a house. We move down here. We've got a backyard, which our dog Aphrodite absolutely loves to be able to run, and we can throw the ball. It's wonderful. It's the happiest she's ever been.
Sure.
And ever will be again.
Is that a threat?
No. No, no. She just lets us know. So one day we need to take our car to the mechanic, and we still use the mechanic up in Asheville for our Subaru because they are awesome.
Yes.
Huge fan of what they do, and it's so hard to find good mechanics, so we make that drive.
And for Subarus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Super we go up there, and on our way up, we decided last second to pull off the highway to go and get a drink for the drive. We're like, let's go grab a drink. It's a long drive. And as we get off the highway and pull down the pass, we see Athena running in the street.
Yes.
Just out in just off the highway on the street. We're like, oh, shit. And so then this whole process starts of trying to get a hold of Athena.
Yes.
There's another dog with Athena as well, a bigger dog.
I kind of remember that there were two dogs. We did talk about this on the podcast at some point.
Right.
Continue. Yeah.
So we end up going through that whole thing. We get Athena.
What about the other dog? Did the other dog just escape into the
ether? Got away. We couldn't figure out where he went or what happened to him. We tried, we looked, there was
dog gone. But you have one dog.
So we get Athena, at that time we call animal control, we call local shelters, whatever. Everybody's full. Nobody can take her.
God.
Animal I think that's control just a strategy. Is not offering.
Like
something is going on in North Carolina.
If this person was good-hearted enough to stop for a random animal in the street, they're probably going to keep them. So we're going to say,
"Oh, we're totally full. No room here."
What's crazy is to buy a puppy or a dog of Athena's type. You're talking about like a cattle dog, plus dollars. Yeah, she's a very expensive breed. She's a blue heeler and Australian Shepherd mix.
Yeah, a really great dog.
Right,
honestly.
Great dog, super smart, lots of energy, very expensive dog to just outright buy.
And she, my understanding, and I'm sure you're going to say, but basically bonded very quickly with Aphrodite was kind of the thing too. We were like, all right, shit, I guess we got another dog.
Yeah, so we looked for the owner, couldn't find the owner. So we're like, all right, she's ours. Went through the whole process of taking her to the vet, getting her all the vaccinations, doing all the things that we need to do. And we're like, okay, we got two dogs. We got a cat. We're good.
No more. No mas.
We're totally good. And that was, and again, I bet I could find, because we did talk about this on the podcast. It was earlier this year. I think it was probably March. And the reason I remember, because within like the span of a week, you guys found Athena. But I also encountered a dog in the wild in a similar fashion. But we were able to return the dog to its owner. But it was just crazy that both of us had just stumbled upon dogs. And well, so, like, we, there wasn't... Like, Cahal it was probably March of this year.
We're looking at your, like, story of your, like, experience with finding this dog while we were on our way to go find it. The, like, didn't know we were, but we were on our way to... Yeah.
Oh, look, we also found a dog.
And I think was my response. Hey, me too.
Like, crazy. And except for, again, I did not get to keep the dog, unfortunately. Yeah. A little bit of both.
All so, we go fast forward in time a little bit, but not very far, a few months. My wife's friend falls very ill, ends up in the hospital. And they have three cats and needed to rehome them. Just because even kind of when she gets out of the hospital, if she gets out of the hospital, all that, it's still going to be difficult to take care of the cats. So,
sure.
They weren't in a very good situation either because the person that was watching over them was not taking super good care of them. It's a whole thing. Whatever.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. So we agree to take two of the cats. And her sister took the third one.
Okay.
And then my mom, fortunately, who absolutely loves cats, has offered to take one of them who looks kind of like her cat that passed away a long, long time ago.
Okay.
So we are holding one, but we're keeping the other one. So that brings us up to three cats.
Yep, three cats.
Those cats were up in Virginia. So my wife had to, we had to buy a carrier and go up to Virginia to pick them up. At the same time, she was picking up our daughter's boyfriend. And so our just daughter...
picking up strays.
Yep, left and all right. All over the place.
Furry and human.
So on that trip to go up there and pick up the cats, on their way back...
Oh my god, it was the same time. This is what I was thinking.
On the way back, I get a picture and a phone call from my wife saying, so...
Guess what?
Guess what? And I'm like, well, what's going on? And here, lo and behold, is this 100-pound, big, beautiful boy of a dog. He's a like a pit bull. We think he's a pit bull mastiff breed.
Yeah, he's big.
And he's gorgeous. Again, another dog that if he were to buy them...
would cost a lot.
Filthy expensive. And absolutely beautiful. I'll get to that.
Fine.
That's like a name.
So, God, no, we couldn't do that.
No. It's gotta be on theme.
So
the theme was Olympic gods.
Olympic. Sure.
Olympian.
Greek gods.
So, Cahal's up there with a car full of two cats that we don't know. Our daughter. And our daughter's boyfriend.
And sure.
Big old dog. Mm-hmm. And this guy who was running around on the, like, 6-lane highway. Like, he was not off the side. He was running around, like, in traffic in the middle of the highway, and nobody was stopping to help. And so she stopped to try and at least help him and then see what was going on. So, of course, we did all the same things that we did with Athena, where she called animal control. Animal control said, well, they were closed, so she had to call the local police department. She called them. She said, oh, Virginia doesn't have a leash law, so if you just want to take him and drop him off, kind of somewhere in a neighborhood that's away from the highway, you'll be fine.
Oh my god, just like so lackadaisical. Like, sure, go for it.
He's a 100-pound male dog.
And what are you gonna do? He could get giant dog
shot just going in the wrong place because he's kind of big and scary.
Yeah, this is crazy.
So, none of the shelters were open, and animal control wasn't open. None of the vets in the area were open.
Oh my god.
So, she kind of made this decision, and I 100% support and agree. Like, hey, let's bring him. Let's take a look. Let's take him to the 24-hour vet that we use down here.
Hmm.
And we can at least see if he's microchipped and try and get him back to his owner or whatever's going on.
How far away is that? Like, from where she is then to getting all the way back to your house? Like, not about close.
4 to 5 hours.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought. Like, it's a pretty good distance.
So she did try. She took him to the Walmart to get some food, a collar, because he had no collar. He had nothing on, get some water, a little bowl, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't get out of the car to, like, even, like, go and use the bathroom. He's like, no, please, I want to stay here. And he laid down.
Yeah.
And just slept and chilled out. Like, eventually they were able to get him to go pee, and he took, like, an Austin Powers pee. Like, but he would not leave. And then I instantly, as soon as I met her at the 24-hour vet, so that we could figure this out, I fell in love with him as soon as I saw his big cheeseburger face.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh. Yep. There you go.
And it's 100% my fault that we kept this big boy.
Were you always, like, an animal guy? Like, a dog guy?
Always. And I have fought getting animals because I don't know how to say no to them.
Well, it's funny. I did have that thought. Like, I remember Brock generally liking animals, but you never had any. Obviously, we were in college, right? And then afterwards, you guys didn't have. Even when you moved back home, you didn't have any pets. Like, you and your mom didn't. You had a pig?
No, I did.
I thought I said I had a pig.
It was like a pig.
I did. Okay, uh-huh. Yeah.
A pig?
No, I had a dog. Before I went to college, I had a dog and two cats. And then when I came home, I had a dog.
Okay. Interesting. All right. So yeah, always into animals and generally avoided getting them, but have had a hard time. That's funny too, because what first came to mind also was your D&D character in the game that I DM'd was like an animal lover. That was sort of like a hidden trait, mm-hmm. like wasn't necessarily something you talked about to the party, but I knew about and definitely manipulated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was a whole thing there that I struggled with so hard.
There was a couple things that were so good. Anyway, but yeah, that's, I mean, I feel you. It's funny because I love animals. And I always say I'd love to have a dog or a cat or pets in general. But especially with my lifestyle, I try to avoid it. And to be fair, during the pandemic especially, I was like, well, if I stumble upon an animal, because I know there are some strays, I was mentioning that to you, know, that are around. If a stray comes and takes a liking to me, well, then I'm not going to like, be like, get out of here, you know, I'll try to take them in. But they're also skittish, that never really happened. And I found the random dog, Hank, but Hank had an owner and we were able to return him. So, which is a happy ending story, you know, I'm all okay with that. But somehow, what is your dog's name, first off? What is the name of your new boy dog?
So we haven't settled fully on his full name yet.
Okay.
But he is definitely Biggins.
He's a fellow fat fuck, is what you're saying.
At the moment, the current working name is Big Biggins Beans Brock.
Ah, okay. I'm sad that you didn't go with another A, because you could have named him Aries if you're just going. And again, there's lots of A's in that pantheon. You could have definitely continued that tradition.
Yeah, we have run into a pretty hard problem because we'll try to be like Athena or Aphrodite, and we'll say the other one. Yeah.
Yeah. It's too similar. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Well, cute. I hope to eventually see. I think some of them are coned of shamed right now, but eventually I'm excited to see some photos of them all together, because it definitely was cute once you got your second dog, how they did seem to bond very, very quickly, and we're very happy to see have one another.
What's crazy is how quickly the cats have just accepted their home here. Like, this whole time I was worried about those cats coming down integrating with our dogs and the other cat. And
but everyone is totally okay. That is kind of a miracle.
It's so chill. It's crazy. And then, like, Athena, the thing that we had an issue with, and I'm glad they're getting fixed to take care of it, is Biggins and Athena definitely were a little hot for each other.
The size
differential alone had me terrified.
And also, you don't need any more dogs.
So,
hey guys, we have 8 more dogs, actually.
Everybody is now fixed or spayed, which was That's expensive good. In itself. Everybody very important, is now though. Microchipped.
That's also very important, which, so that you guys don't end up with.
These are very expensive dogs, and neither of them were collared or microchipped, and I don't understand.
It is a little crazy. Simba, I think I probably asked this back when this came up originally, but is Simba microchipped, Lou? Does he have a chip? You don't even know?
I don't know. I bet
he is because of your uncle, but that would be an interesting thing to find out, especially because if he gets lost, they might call your uncle who doesn't live there anymore.
Yeah, he did.
It's not expensive to get the microchipped, and it's definitely worth it.
You should check that out. Or just ask the vet next time you're there, because like,
have to take a scanner over him, and they'll be able to tell if he's microchipped or not.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
It's a little RFID tag, basically.
Yeah, basically, inside them. So, congratulations, you have...
So, for you, those of you that are counting at home, that is 3 cats and 3 dogs.
Yes, and most of which has occurred in the last, like, year, basically. It's crazy. Unbelievable. And kids.
I feel like your next step should be some sort of an exotic animal.
Well, he wanted chickens again, if I was thinking about that when he came to the house. No, no, but I'm just saying, like, he was considering...
Well,
that's more exotic than dogs and cats, you know? So, it's not like... Sure. It's not
the
a...
Next,
yeah, yeah.
The next things that we want when we have...
An ocelot.
The ability is chickens, goats, and sheep.
Mm-hmm. Those are handy.
What are, oh, you know what? What are those, like, long boys...
Ferrets?
Ferret.
Oh, oh.
Those ferrets smell bad. Are mean. I will not yeah,
they
own a ferret.
Bad. They smell bad and they're mean.
They're really mean, yeah.
Yeah. Also, you need two of them. They're the kind of animal that likes a buddy.
Mm. So then you get my wife really wants chinchillas.
Ooh, chinchillas are
you
fun.
Should get a...
Boy, do you... I mean, again, we were joking about this earlier. I think I said to Brock, I was like, I don't know how you're doing it. And you said something like, you know that thing called sleep? We decided we just don't need that anymore. Well, and I was like, yeah, and I guess not money or space either.
So because Biggins is so big and yeah. he was not neutered, we had to separate him from the rest. So we had to get a cage to put him in and we call it his place. And he loves it. He's safe in there. He's got a big, long, cozy dog bed and blankets and toys and stuff. But... The cage is too big to put in our room, so we have had to... And he does not do well being left alone at the moment, because he's still trying to get used to the environment. It happened with Athena, too, where she was terrified to be left alone for the first while until she accepted this as her home and her
does she like? Does he, like, whine or bark, or what is
he whines, because he gets really scared. He whines.
Yeah, anxious, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so we actually have a twin bed set up out here that we swap.
Oh my god. You're basically parenting your dog, i.e. spending time with him. Mm. Amazing. Holy crap. Wow. Well, your lives are just always
Lou won't
so,
even
so
sleep
rich.
With his.
Well, that's why I got the beanbag. So he can chill with me in there, and he got used to it, so.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm not, Simba no, he's not coming into my room, no.
Simba sleeps, yeah, he sleeps in his own bed, like, outside, essentially, yeah.
Well, now he again, he likes the beanbag now, so he'll also use the beanbag as, like, a bed now as well when I'm not even there. So I was like, yeah, I mean, I bought it for him, really, and I use it plenty, and then he now is comfortable enough to, like, chill with me in it, so.
As your shit.
I have a follow-up question.
About?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I mean, yeah.
He's never excited.
Are you excited?
Are you ready, kids?
Hi, Captain!
Because it is time, and that's as far as you guys can go with that song. money, money, money. It is time for Lou's Occasionally Answering Question of the Week, brought to you by GetAthreads.com. Please go check out our loyal partner, GetAthreads.com, for all their new and fresh designs on the interwebs.
Which... There's news about that.
Oh. All right. Are you going to announce it
Be
now?
Be sure
no. generally?
To no. check oh, out okay. getathreads.com for the upcoming news.
Yeah, in the next 5 months or something.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Stay tuned.
Stay posted.
Hotness is happening.
Yeah, so here's the question, and it somehow, something you guys talked about actually like leads into, like, this
in
a little
my
bit.
Nose.
I don't know. It just happened.
Brock has beard hairs in his nose, and it's freaking him out.
Ah.
You good, bro, buddy?
You know when you do, like, a bump of coke and it goes the wrong way?
Could I ask a legitimate question real quick? Not about cocaine.
Oh,
about noses.
No.
We lost his video. He's doing coke right now.
Man, you are derailing our podcast right now. God.
I want to ask real quick while Brock sorts that out, but related. This is a legitimate question, especially for us old fucks. I know we've talked about nose hair trimming and, like, you know, ear hair trimming and such like that. Do you guys have, like, a electric nose hair trimmer?
Yep.
We talked about this not long ago.
I think we did, but I don't remember.
Like, I said I don't. I'm the sadist that pulls those motherfuckers one at a time.
I do all manner of removal because I enjoy the pluck also.
God, you guys are fucking crazy.
I do have a little scissor thing that I can
get. I have scissors. I've considered getting the electric one.
Doesn't the electric one just pull them anyway, though? Like,
I don't know. You tell me, Lou. That's what I wanted to know.
I think I'm slightly masochistic with my nose because I... Apparently. I'll pull them, and I'll even get, like, a little bit of watery eyes every once in a while, and I'm persistent with it. I'm like, boom, and I keep going. But I do have scissors, and I also have the electric one, so this happens not too frequently.
Would you recommend the electric ones, I guess, is my question.
Yeah. Electric nose hair trimmers. I mean, that's the easiest, simplest way to do it.
I know. That's the thing now. It's like, it seems like it'd just be easy to go, bzz, 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 just be done with it.
Yeah. You just got to, like, really get in there, you know, if you want to get a good there. Job.
Yeah.
What is that face, Brock?
Oh, like the way you were excited about saying get in there. Like,
for some reason, the guy who's like, who gleefully explains that he pulls them out for, like, my hand is disturbed by the buzzing around of an electric device.
I don't like things in my face.
You don't like what in your face?
Things in my face.
I see.
News occasionally, there's a question of the week. Get us at us.com.
I want to change it to something silly now.
I mean, you do whatever you want. It's your question of the week.
Nah, I'll go with what I had. all right, guys. Let me tell you a tale of woe from yesterday night.
Whoa. Penguin USB.
I was watching a show yesterday night.
Okay. Was it Ahsoka?
It's not. Are you watching that?
I just started.
Okay, good luck. So...
Oh, no.
I heard good things. Anyway.
I was watching Nancy Drew, which is a CW show.
How isn't old
it?
Are
yeah,
you?
It's like a new version.
It's a new version. It's a little more edgy. Yeah. It's weird. It's supernatural.
It's on, like, Netflix, almost. Isn't it? Or
yeah, well, I'm watching it on Prime. I think it's from my Max subscription.
Yeah, the only reason I discovered that is because I was watching a movie the other day, looked up the actress, and I'm like, because I'm like, who is this? And yeah, she's like, oh, Nancy Drew. And I'm like, there's a fucking Nancy Drew show?
Thought you were about right, to be anyway. Like, it's right after my reruns of Murder, She Wrote. Like,
he's watching original Star Trek.
Anyways, I was watching Nancy Drew, and I was like, oh, God, it's getting pretty late. I need to go to bed. It was about, I want to say, like 2:30 a.m. or so, right?
Jesus.
On a school day, of
I
course.
Feel like that's not that late for you.
Well, yeah. I have been maintaining a regular schedule. This is a little off kilter from what I've been doing.
Well behaved, especially because your parents were there.
In any case, it was about 2:30. So I was like, I should probably turn this off and get to bed. And so, but I was like, I'll just pop something on audio only, so I can, like, mm-hmm. you know, hang out, listen to it for a little bit, and then you know, pop off or whatever. And so I have a YouTube premium account that I steal from my nephew. And so...
okay. Is that the one that was supposed to help with our podcast? Or?
Yeah. He can still. He's willing to. It's just on me.
Okay.
In any case...
We know.
This is why YouTube... This is why we're not on YouTube, guys.
They know.
Any case.
In any case, I popped on and are you guys aware of this? There is an equivalent of audiobooks... that some people have made for, like, manga and manhwas.
Okay.
So there's channels.
When you say that, do you mean, like,
so there,
they show the visual and then also narrate? Or
there is some of that. So it depends on the channel. Right. Some of the more, like high production channels will have, like, images as well as narration. And the narration isn't, like, they're not reading bubble per bubble. It's more of, like, a retelling. You know, it's like, here, this is what happened. And then sometimes, depending on the channel, they'll have commentary. Like, they'll throw in some jokes and stuff, comparisons to other, like, more famous mangas. This one that I'm listening to right now has a lot of freaking, like, Bleach / Naruto / like,
so,
you know, popular
jokes
and
these
stuff.
These aren't, like, productions from the original, like, okay, these are
like
fan
it's like me
versions,
yeah,
almost,
yeah,
right?
like a fan, it's like, yeah, like back in the day when you used to, like, fan sub
so,
or fandom
so they'll do
kind of
like
thing.
Most of them are like an hour long or so per video, right? Okay. Hour and a half, so it's like this many chapters are covered in this video, and then they'll read, like, you know, they'll tell the story, right? And a lot of them are, I think, I'm imagining for strategic reasons, a lot of them are manhwas, because those are mainly webtoons. They're not officially published things, right?
Harder to get, like, copyright strikes or whatever.
So,
okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
In any case, I was browsing, and it happened to recommend one that was, like, I forget the title of it. It's unimportant. The thing that is important is that it's an 8.5-hour video.
Holy crap.
So... I was like, yeah, I'll just listen to this for a little while and then go to bed.
Oh, boy.
So
I think I know where this is going.
That was a mistake, because it turned out to be really good.
Oh, Both Brock and I made almost the exact same expression.
And lo and behold, now it's 5 a.m. and I still haven't gone to bed today, oh right?
Oh, my God. Today. It was literally last night.
Last night, yeah.
Oh, my God. So you haven't slept, like, since
Brock. So I went to bed around 5, 5.20-ish, around there. Okay. And I, like, slept a few hours, right? And jeez. So
your job.
I was fine. Here's what the lead into my question. This is not a sustainable lifestyle. This is not a thing I can do like every fucking day. I can't just get 3 hours of sleep, unlike
some
people.
At least not anymore.
Not anymore, sure. So yeah, the question is, as old folks as we are now, we're getting, you know, late 30s or whatever, early 40s. What measures do you employ against tiredness as you are facing the day if something like that happens with you?
So assuming we get a less than optimal amount of sleep.
Like, are you a napper? Like, do you nap a shit ton? Probably to Brock all the time. Are you caffeinating a shit ton? Are you energy drinks? Are you...
Because if I recall, Lou, you don't really drink like coffee or caffeine.
I don't at all.
It's kind of crazy.
I never have.
Yeah, especially considering you do often get like... You're the king of late night, you know, barely sleeping kind of thing.
Yeah.
Are you... When you're at work, can I ask you this question? Look, Brock's yawning fucking right now. I mean, it is like his time, to be fair. But like... You know, you when you're at work, yeah. To Brock's point, are you just like sitting there like dozing off? Are you like, do you feel tired? You know, maybe I'm gonna turn the question to you. Like, what do you fucking do? Or are you just like, I'm fine, and you just sit there like somehow okay?
So it really depends on how work is going. If I'm doing stuff or if I'm interacting with somebody, like today I was able to hang out in one of the courtrooms next to one of the clerks, because one of them is out. Normally there's two clerks, so I had a seat there, and I just chilled there on my tablet, drawing in between, like, calls or whatever. And for the most part, I only had to help that court, except for one other one. So I was just there, like, things were going on, it was a buzz, stuff was happening.
Your job is a lot of,
crazy,
like...
Crazy case, so as long as there's...
Not much happening sometimes.
Yeah, if there's stimuli, I'm good. I wasn't sleepy at all. I got home, I ate, and then I napped, right? And I recovered. Mm-hmm. Now I'm, like, completely fucking fine. So most of the time, that's what I do. I'll like, catch up with some sleep. Mm-hmm. But then there's also, like, a curse behind that where it allows me to also continue staying up because I've now... as opposed to, like, I gotta, you know, tough it out.
You do not have the self-discipline, or you don't choose to have the discipline to be like, I'm just going to go to bed now. Like, you'll just, you know, like, you don't fix your schedule at a certain point.
I mean, at some point I have to, and I have to force myself, because right now I can easily do the same thing I did last night, where I can go till, like, you know, 4 a.m. is completely reasonable to me in my mind right now, as, like, a marker for, like, oh, I should go to sleep around 4 is fine, and I'll be okay. Mm-hmm. But I should obviously try to fix it, but that's kind of how I function.
Yeah, you're a late night guy always.
So, on to you guys.
Brock is yawning literally still right
like,
now.
If you're out of your normal schedule, Brock, your cycle, obviously you're affected. So,
do you find, I guess that's a question too, though. Like, so, you know, we were joking earlier, but you're fucking busy. You have the kids, you have the pets, you know, you work. Are you pretty much tired all the time? I guess is the question.
There was definitely a day where I went to bed and I woke up tired and never got untired.
Sure, that happens. I feel like more and more as an old person sometimes. I'll just like I will have noticed that I've slept, but I don't feel rested.
I implore a lot of nappage. Like
naps are great.
I'll take like a 15 at work and go take a nap.
Okay. Little short ones.
Sometimes if my lunch break is not being utilized for vet appointments or kid appointments or some sort of other thing, I will try to take a lunch nap as well.
There is some sweet spot with naps where you feel really energized after a shorty.
Sure.
But I can never consistently get that sweet spot, because I'll end up oversleeping in a nap.
See, I always feel good after a nap. It doesn't, for me, it could be 10 minutes, it could be 2 hours. I always wake up feeling good after a nap.
I kind of agree. Like, the only way I don't feel good is if I have a hard time going to sleep during the nap. In other words, like, so if I'm kind of just tossing and turning and not napping, it can be short or it can be really long, and I'm still usually fine by the time I wake up. Like, I can shake it back off. It can throw off my day a little bit just because of you know, like the wait, whatever. It's like, oh, it feels like another day now all of a sudden.
You
get, but
you guys,
I don't get like drowsy in that sense.
But you guys both do caffeine, right? You both.
Or I drink so much caffeine.
What?
I said I drink so much caffeine. I'm definitely a caffeine.
But
person.
It's coffee.
I know Brock at least drinks tea. Coffee. I drink a lot of Diet Coke. I drink energy drinks here and there. Okay. It really so depends. Like but yeah, like, yeah, caffeine is my ally
then,
for sure
and
in
then
my life.
Brock does like Coke because he said earlier.
Yeah, he just does bumps all day. I mean, that's the that's quote unquote 15-minute nap. It's just a woo.
Hey,
I mean,
mom.
He does work with money all the time, and they do study show that you know that cash money has residues of cocaine on it.
That's
so,
true.
You know.
I haven't handled cash in my job in
I know. I was like, you know, I've done that in forever. But anyway.
Yeah, no, I definitely caffeinate. I have actively cut back on my caffeine intake.
To be fair, yeah.
I don't do energy drinks anymore. I haven't done those now since I crashed my car like 8 years ago.
What was that because you were too tired and were trying to energy drink it? Like, what was that? Okay, so like it was...
That was when I was working two full-time jobs and a part-time job, just trying to afford living in Hawaii.
Sure.
And
damn, man.
The only way I could do it was I was drinking like five or six like huge Monster energy drinks a day.
Up. Yeah.
And finally, at some point, my body, like I was driving home from work after like a double shift and not having slept the day before and...
Yeah.
And my body just gave out. I fell asleep at the wheel, crashed my car.
Scary. Yeah, not sustainable for sure. Yep. Like, that is a lifestyle that's easier to live when you're younger, and even then, not sustainable.
So,
sure.
Ever since then, I haven't really done energy drinks. I do sugar-free soda like Diet Cokes or the Double DP.
Okay.
We all know that Brock likes the DP. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. This is now canon.
Yep, and then, yeah, that was so, and then I drink a lot of tea. I don't really drink coffee. I drink a lot of tea.
It always blows my mind, again, like a person like Lou, and Lou also doesn't really drink, and I know, Brock, you don't really drink that much either, and I always make the joke, it's like, you guys are out here just raw dogging reality. like, fuck, man, like, thank God for caffeine and for alcohol, I would say. Like, times just be like, okay, I just need to unwind a little bit, I'll have a drink, or oh my gosh, I'm just tired. Again, like, especially when I'm working, I have to really proactively try to cut back on my caffeine. Like, if I don't, if I am generally well rested, I try to like not have coffee right away. I'll try to wait, you know, and throughout the day or whatever. Same with sodas or stuff like that. But a lot of times, yeah, I mean, if I'm dragging over the course of a day, then it's like, okay, I'll have a Diet Coke, and okay, like it just helps. It's just a nice little pick me up, you know, with caffeine and just a little treat, I guess.
I have definitely actively stopped drinking caffeine in the morning right away. So like, I try to let my body naturally wake up instead of trying to like juice it awake.
Correct. Yeah, yeah, I get that.
Are you doing?
But it
the,
is amazing. I mean, again,
Dr. Huberman approach.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Do you know about that?
That's it sounds familiar to me, but anyway. Yeah, no, I definitely have noticed. I have an awareness of how well I can function on how much sleep I get, basically, especially because of my job. And I do find the older I get, I thought this may be where your question was going to go. The older I get, the more I feel like I need more. I mean, maybe I've just always been a guy who needs lots of sleep, and I just haven't always done that. And nowadays, I tend to, like, if I can,
you allow
just
yourself
allow
to
myself
sleep
to sleep as much as possible.
Yeah. I mean, I'll definitely say, I feel personally my performance has dipped the less sleep I get. Like, in general, I've noticed that at work, at home. With everything, it's just
you start to not function.
I haven't, I haven't really been playing a lot of video games lately because I've just been trying to fill that time, which is sleeping.
Sure, yeah, just get some rest.
It's also a nice break.
That's actually happened too.
Break time right now before the next season.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Are you missing playing at all?
That's okay. That's a.
I am actually. I do. I miss.
Good question.
I miss our like group hangouts, like and. That activity of all five of us together, I thought it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So you have been taking a pause.
Yes. I don't necessarily miss the raid environment as much, although I did enjoy that, but for separate reasons. But I do miss our like Saturday and Friday night like mythic runs and stuff. Yeah.
The social element is important. That's part of what keeps everyone coming back.
I miss the competitiveness of it too. Like, I liked competing with Phil.
That's why I was wondering, because I saw, like, I mean, he's on right now, presumably, maybe not playing WoW, but, you know, I kind of assumed he was, just because
he's probably playing Baldur's Gate.
Ah, there you go. Nice.
I don't know, the brothers have always kept up with the PvP, right? Their twos?
Yep, Iranian. Which yeah. I'm thinking about doing next season again.
Oh, you're coming back to there the PvPs?
Go. Thinking about it.
Good luck.
When does the next season drop?
BlizzCon. November 7th.
Right after BlizzCon, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I saw that people were talking about BlizzCon happening, and I was...
I'm very...
figured that was coming up.
I'm looking forward to BlizzCon as a, like, announcement of many...
Surprised Chris isn't going.
Man, I am I wrong? I feel like my time... BlizzCon is around this time always, around Halloween-ish fall time. That's right. Yeah, it's kind of hard to keep track, because especially like post-pandemic, right? Like, it's been, like, years since I've been to BlizzCon, technically. For a while, we were going... Or, you know, I got to go a couple years in a row, which is awesome.
Are your, like, is your group of friends that you went with before still, like, Blizzard heads to a degree? Or are
well, a big part of that is just life stuff.
Sure.
That group of friends dissolved quite heavily. Yeah. Like, because, yeah, exactly. Post-pandemic life reality is the way to describe it. So that definitely had a lot to do with the lack of that.
Gotcha.
You know, as far as us not going as a collective.
Do you recall... in past BlizzCons, how much tickets were?
Wait. Before
we... I know we got way off the end of your Q&A.
What was the actual question? Was it just...
The question was, how do we handle lack of sleep?
Don't remind him. That's okay. Just rate it.
A zero.
I actually kind of liked it.
I mean, if you won't tell me what the question was because we went off topic on there, I can't rate it. This is zero.
But then it just
rating
count.
Not found.
I mean, it counts as zero.
There's no rating because of your lack of attention.
I think he rated it as zero.
Nope, no rating.
How much? I want to actually save BlizzCon for another podcast. Yeah, because
maybe one day we can all go.
There's stuff I want to talk about for BlizzCon, but it's going to take time. And I'm going to be honest, I really got to poop.
I'm going to poop too.
Music.
All three poop at one time in college,
we did.
Like, we were stall buddies.
I'm sure that was like we all, yeah. I mean, we all live in the same dorm.
I mean, Lou and I were like, yeah, Lou and I were often poop bros.
You're on the same cycle as roommates, poop cycle, poop sketch.
I don't know why, like, now as a human being, I hate when people talk to me in the bathroom or Lou and I used to have full-blown conversations while we were, like, using the bathroom.
It's college. I mean, that's why your college friends are close, too, right? We're all living together. That's way different.
I bet you there's some people that are like, you say that, right? Very dismissive. It's college. And a lot of people are like, no, sure. I would never.
I did not have that college experience. Yeah.
I don't think people in our friend group would have been okay with like knowledge at the time that we were just doing that.
Who knows? It's a real good question, honestly. I was going to... Oh, go ahead. I was going to say, Brock, you offhandedly mentioned something about visiting Lou. Are you actually going to go visit Lou? I'm guessing no.
No.
Not with three dogs.
It's on the list, but...
Yeah. Sure.
Stay tuned for next podcast and have a good night.